All right, now good evening to you guys. I'm David Joy. Nope, you guys are great. All right, let's hope that everybody to hear this is something Jesus willing. I'm even internationally saying, I need to say this again. I need to make myself abundantly clear as far as the racist in the United States and people like TJ. I am giving a fair warning. You had better sell that fraud. Nobody's helping you. Boeing is going bankrupt because nobody's helping Boeing. They bought billions of fraud. They're going to sell billions of stock, they said. Intel is going bankrupt. All right, now that's the Lord. They're selling billions of fraud and billions of stock because nobody helping them. Okay, let me explain this. As these racists were drawing these assholes like TJ to these fake preachers, as these buttholes that kept lying hoes and wild so they could steal from me, lie that I don't have any rights, and do all manner of evil while the Freemasons are flooded with white women. We've established that. Does that make sense? Right? No, that's Floyd. I'm not trying to be a part of no Satan worshiping group. I believe in Jesus. Does that make sense? Solely Jesus. Own Jesus. That's it, right? I believe in the Lord Jesus, period. I'm going to the bank. These old nasty-ass racists and faggots and buttholes like TDJ stood up trying to steal. All right, now, as these racists are trying to drop my money, because overwhelmingly what I did with old Mitch and Nazi killer joining his Nazi killer son is racism. I'm going to put it to you just like this, okay, if you got any sense in your head at all. This is me even saying it internationally. This is me going on the record. I am not helping the United States with your fraud. No, you better sell it. If you don't sell it, the fraud portion of what you have, you're going to go bankrupt. Nobody's selling to you shitholes wholesale. It is a global supply chain. You do not make demands on a global supply chain that you do not own. Are you stupid? You better sell that fraud. If you do not sell that fraud, you are going to go bankrupt. This is a fair warning. This is me saying that even international, to that nobody can say I did not warn the racists in the United States, the assholes like TD Jakes, God forgive me for cussing. Nobody can say that. I did not warn these folks that I am not helping them. I am not obligated to help them. These racists need to realize nobody owes you shit. I don't owe you. You better sell that fraud. I'm not helping you. I don't owe you. Nobody owes you shit. You better sell that fraud. As these racists were drying up my money, getting me kicked out of my house, they enriched them in their dumbass, sorry families off of what the Lord Jesus did through me. As these nasty assholes and fake-ass preachers that have been robbing people in the name of Jesus for decades, knowing these preachers don't love Jesus, they don't want Jesus, and they don't think they need Jesus. So right now, that's for the Lord. Right now, I mean, look at everything about me. Does that make sense? Nazi killer murderer, but Joe Biden did with zero instances of evil. All right, now that's for the Lord, no whore, anything like that going on, right? Okay, so I'm not just talking, right? Nobody is fixing your greed. Nobody's fixing your racism, your stupidity, and people like TD Jakes, nobody's fixing your greed, your assholeness, in the way that you oppress and harm other people. Okay, it's like this, you better sell the fraud. The fraud is a fair warning. This is me saying this fairly, as I said, the fraud portion of your investments, you are going to go bankrupt for the fraud portion. Everything you buy in fraud, these racists tried to lie on me, lynch me, drop my money, put me on the streets as they enriched them and their dumbass families. So as they tried to enrich their sorry asses off of work the Lord did through me, off of my work, they were putting me on the streets, drying up my money, right? By God's goodness, right now I got two jobs right about now. Does that make sense? I have to go through training for the one. I already got the other one, Jesus willing. My goal is to go to the bank and be finished with the racism in the United States. This is me putting a fair disclaimer out. So nobody can say they didn't know. So nobody can lie they didn't know. So nobody can lie. It caught them off guard. I am putting a fair warning out as a human being. Sell the fraud. This is a global supply chain. Nobody's selling you assholes anything wholesale that you don't own. You don't own a global supply chain. To the fact that if you did, Boeing and Intel and these other companies would not be laying off tens of thousands of people going bankrupt. Warren Buffett would not be selling 500 million shares of fraud so he don't go bankrupt. You better sell that fraud. You better sell it now. Nobody's helping you assholes. All right, now let me explain my position. As these racists tried to lie, have no rights, as they tried to drop my work money, as they tried to put me on the streets, they kept trying to enrich their dumbass families and themselves off of my work. As these nasty assholes like TD Jakes kept participating in lies about wilds and hoes because they just as heartless, they just as nasty, and these fake-ass preachers standing still for me, enriching them and they nasty-ass families are right now. They were trying to drive me bankrupt and put me on the streets. As these dumbass racists kept taking on record profits to their fucked-up families and themselves, they kept trying to drop my work and my money and got me kicked outside. As these nasty-ass racists tried to frame me and lynch me, calling me niggers, trying to steal from me, and they continue to enrich them and their dumbass families, I dealt with struggle and, damn near being stuck overseas due to lack of money while these stupid-ass racists kept enriching themselves off of my work. I am letting you know right now, no. You shitholes have done that for the last time. Enrich your sorry asses off of my work that the Lord did through me. While you and your dumbass families were profiting while trying to draw out my work, you better sell that fucking fry. You've enriched yourselves enough. I'm not helping you assholes. And these buttholes like TD Jakes to you better sell the fry. As these shitholes of all colors were enriching themselves off a line about I have no rights at the off a line about there being housing walls that don't exist, as these nasty ass racists got me kicked outside calling me all sorts of niggers and black bitches about my own technology, my own property. Does that make sense right now? As they kept trying to enrich them with their dumb ass family, these Satan worshiping faggot ass man, God forgive me for cussing, I have to watch that, tried to enrich themselves, they dumb ass families and they Satan worshiping ass children and they nasty ass families, as these old nasty ass faggot ass men kept trying to enrich themselves off of work the Lord did through me. They kept enriching them, their dumb ass sorry families, while I dealt with poverty, I dealt with struggle, I dealt with homelessness, I dealt with humiliation and embarrassment because these stupid ass racists had targeted me. You had these shitholes look the other way because they tried to get enriched too. I'm telling you like this, you better sell that pride. You nasty assholes have enriched yourselves enough. Nobody's selling you dumbasses anything. Wholesale is a global supply chain that you dumbasses don't own, which means that you do not make demands. You got caught trying to frame me, lynch me, lie me. You got caught. I'm not a criminal, right? Went through everything about me, this old nasty-ass, clown-ass racist with zero instances of evil, and went back on my ass for over a decade. You better sell the fraud. Nobody owes you ass, so shit, you better sell that fraud. You got caught trying to frame me because I'm not a criminal. That jig is up. You better sell that fraud. If you don't, you assholes are going to go bankrupt. I am giving the warning. I'm not going to feel bad about it. I hope you guys are well. Good evening. Thank you guys so much.